The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. As many of you know, I like C.S. Lewis, and some of the things he says are so thought-provoking. He was a philosopher from, he started out as a non-Christian in the 19-teens and 20s, and then became a Christian, and then turned his intellectual thought to the thought of Christianity. And he'd written several books about it. And one of them was Mere Christianity, and that's what has some of the neatest quotes. He did one that I saw just recently in the month of February about love and God. I'd like to read this and then make a few comments, if I could. All sorts of people are fond of repeating the Christian statement that God is love, but they seem to not notice that the words God is love has no real meaning unless God contains at least two persons. Love is something that one person has for another person. If God were a single person, then before the world was made, he was not love. Of course, what these people mean when they say God is love is often something quite different. They really mean love is God. They really mean that our feelings of love, however and wherever they arise, and whatever results they produce, are to be treated as with great respect. Perhaps they are, but that's quite something quite different from what Christians mean. By the statement, God is love, they believe that the living, dynamic activity of love has been going on in God forever and has created everything else. And that, by the way, is probably the most important difference between Christianity and all other religions of the world. That in Christianity, God is not a static thing, not even a person, but a dynamic, pulsating activity, a life, almost a kind of drama, almost, if you'll not think me irreverent, a kind of dance. This quote is taken from Mere Christianity in 1952. It's fascinating. By definition, he's meaning love has to have two people. And if God is love, that means in him there is more than one person. And we talk about that, the Trinity. And isn't that so very true? The Father asked the Son, will you go into the world and save our lost creation? And Jesus said, yes, I will go. I will sacrifice myself for it. Jesus then asks the Spirit, will you go into and indwell people so that they might have life. And so we have the Holy Spirit. All three persons of the Trinity were interacting with each other, giving and sacrificing for us, humanity. And so by definition, we can see that God is love, and love is God, because there's more than one person. That is also fascinating for this February, Valentine's month, the month of love, as they say, because it gives us a real good definition of what love is, giving and sacrificing to help another person. I think sometimes the world, they often think of feelings and emotions, but the world sometimes get it. We see people sacrificing and giving for one another, even laying down their life for another person. Moms and dads getting up in the middle of the night to feed little baby and change the diapers, even though they don't want to. But this goes all the way, not just for one person, but for the whole world. 1 John 4, verses 9 and 10 say it so well. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Verse 10, this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as atoning sacrifice for our sins. I hope and I pray that this thought of love based upon God can help you as you meditate and think about this month, as you love other people. And I know that many of you who are blind are limited in the connection with people, but yet you do. Even by your prayers, you can be praying for people. And let's pray together. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us, giving your life, sacrificing to be our atonement, payment for our sins. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for dwelling within us and giving us life. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son to be our Savior. Lord, help us to understand love and to give love, even as you have loved us. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. I'd love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.